Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with Golden Voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, January the 30th, 2024. The month of January is almost in the books. 18 minutes past the hour. Good to be with you this morning. And I'll tell you, you pick the right morning to listen because I have a little bit of a rant to go on later on in the program. Not too long from now. I know it's one of those mornings. I don't rant very often, but this morning I think I have a little bit of a rant to go on. Now, I do want to let people know, for some reason, we were having some internet issues this morning. I don't know what those were. So if I disappear for a second, hopefully I'll come right back on. I don't know what that was this morning. I don't know if anybody else was having any internet problems, but it was okay. And then it just kind of popped out for a second, and who knows what happened. All right, let's start off the program. Let's not get directly into the rant, because this might go on a second. But as everybody knows, I like to update people on what's going on at McDonald's. And I got this flyer in the mail yesterday. January 31st only, which I guess would be tomorrow, a free medium fry, no purchase necessary, order ahead in the app to save time. And this says it's at the 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road location, but I would assume it's probably at all locations. Earn double points on any breakfast order on the app as well. So January 31st, only free medium Friday, no purchase necessary. Do we know why? I don't think we do. But there you go, free medium Friday. Oh, and by the way, the other day, I got a message, I think it was through social media, that January 27th was National Fruitcake Toss Day. Now, why there is even such a thing, National Fruitcake Toss Day, I have no idea. Or why it's in January and not in December, I have no idea. Maybe they ran out of days in December. But apparently, January 27th was National Fruitcake Toss Day. Now, somehow, we missed it. But I guess that's the way things go. Well, before we get on to the rant here this morning, we certainly have to talk about Groundhog Day, because now that's 4 days away. And I have to tell you, I am extremely excited, because everything is coming together here at the station for our big celebration on Friday. Now, our celebration will be Friday morning, starting at 8:15, and it will run through 11 a.m. Friday. Now, here's how I have to explain this, because everything is in place at this point. From 8:15 until 9 o'clock, we will be outside at our location, 685 Lower Avenue. We will be out back, and it doesn't sound like the morning's going to be that bad. Now, if you want to come see the event, that's when we'll be outside, 8:15 to 9. That's when the groundhog will be giving its prediction, and that's also when we will unmask the groundhog to show you who it is. And I'm excited for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. And as I said on Friday, the groundhog is going to be arriving in a very unique way. Now, I'm going to divulge how the groundhog is going to be arriving before Friday, but give me a couple more days on that. But the groundhog will not just be standing there, and the groundhog will not just be arriving in a car or anything like that. The groundhog will be arriving in a very unique way at 8:45 when it approaches the pizza to pick the slice to make the weather prediction. And Mary Ellen Withrow will be there to sign the prediction into fact. And the whole WGH gang will be there, from Sean to Terry to Carrington to Matt to Linda to Pastor Craig to myself And Adam will be taking care of getting everything up on the website so everybody can hear it, who might miss it, who would want to hear it. It's going to be a banner morning. And I tell you, I'm so excited about this because I don't think anybody will guess the person in the groundhog suit. Although, if you do guess the person in the groundhog suit, I can now tell you that you will win 2 free passes to the Chad Clark Show on April 6th, I believe it is, at the Marion Palace Theater. And also, Chad Clark will be performing live on Friday morning during our groundhog ceremony. Also, I can say that we will have food to give away on Friday morning. So if you come early, I don't know, first come, first serve basis, I guess is how we're going to have to do this. But we will have food to give away to the people who are there. And if you want to come see who the groundhog is, I love this idea because the two hints at this point that I have about the groundhog are, number one, it's somebody I don't think you will guess. So that's kind of a backwards kind of a hint. And number two, I'll give you three hints. It's somebody I don't think you will guess. Number two, it's somebody who is known statewide and beyond. It's not just a Marion person. I wouldn't even say it's just an Ohio person. This person is known outside of Ohio. And there is some tie to Marion. Now, it's not an overly obvious tie, but when you see who it is, you will understand what the tie is, hopefully. So those are the three hints as far as Groundhog Day goes, as to who the groundhog is. That will happen at 8:45. But the broadcast starts that morning at 8:15. We'll be outside from 8:15 until 9 o'clock, and then everybody will leave, and then you will be able to hear the groundhog, whoever that is, and Mary Ellen Withrow with me on the air, 8:15 to 9 o'clock. And the phone lines are open this morning, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
It's got to be Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Well, of course we would put him in the groundhog suit. Are you excited to find out who it is?
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to work and I could go to the event, but I'll be just happy to listen to it.
Well, and the great thing is that the following hour, once we're done with outside at 8 to 9, we're going to take whoever is in that suit inside and interview them, so you'll get to hear how this all came to be.
Well, that should be fun. Now, what's up with today's National Croissant Day or something?
Oh, is it another national day? I didn't even catch that. It's National Croissant Day.
Yeah, I'm briefly skimming. January 30th is National Croissant Day. Yeah, I think, good. Isn't Burger King doing something where you buy one, get one for a penny in honor of it?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been down to Burger King.
Yeah, I haven't been over there in probably been about a week or two, but I heard something about that. I didn't know if you knew anything about it.
No, I didn't. I saw the little thing at McDonald's this morning about free fries tomorrow, free medium fry. But other than that, no, I haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, have a good show, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got a guess of Willie Nelson. How about that? Does anybody else want to place a guess as to who the groundhog might be on Friday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, if you want to come out and see it, that's okay. You know, it's an interesting thing because I never saw this event as an event where the public could come, but it certainly is. If people want to come and see it, they're more than welcome. We'll be outside doing it for the first hour, 8:15 to 9 o'clock. Now, remember, we will be in the back parking lot. We will not be in the front parking lot. So don't park out front. Park out back. And only the first hour will be outside. After that, we will move inside to continue the broadcast on Friday morning. But it's becoming a very big day, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
You're not going to tell us if we guess correct anyhow, are you?
You know, I would not tell you if you were right, but I will write it down and you would win the tickets. And, you know, maybe some of this food we're going to give away Friday.
Oh, Yeah, but they're tickets. Who cares?
Well, you could pass those on to somebody else.
How about Bob Nunley?
Bob Nunley, I think, is a very good guess. I would not say that's a bad guess. That's exactly right. Well, you know, it's interesting because the three hints, and I want to run through these again real quick, because number one, I don't think anybody will guess it. That's just my opinion. Now, I'm not saying...
It's that category.
That's true. Number two, it is somebody who is known beyond Marion and in some cases outside of Ohio.
Yeah, he fits that.
And this person does have a tie to Marion. Now, it's not necessarily something you might know off the top of your head, but I think when everybody sees who it is, they will understand what the tie was.
Well, I'll be waiting. Maybe I'll be lucky on that. But
well, are you excited for it?
Oh yeah. Let me see if I'm right.
Well, I'm excited if people do guess it because I
know you interviewed Bob Nunley not too long ago.
Yeah, I have interviewed Bob Nunley, so you know.
I know you know him. I mean, I figured it'd be possible you could give him a call and kind of bite him down, you know, to this.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what's partly fun about this whole thing for me is that whoever this is, because as I've said, it's somebody who is known beyond Marion. So we would have to say that this is a well-known person. Now, to put a well-known person in a groundhog suit, there's something about that to me that is just very unique. It wouldn't happen any other morning than Groundhog Day. And the fact that they will be arriving in a very unique way, which that's the last secret, which I'll give away either tomorrow or Thursday morning. I just think the whole thing is kind of fun. Yeah, that's really what it is. It's just fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, fruitcake dolls and all that stuff you do is, you know, meant for fun.
Yes, yes. And I think this will be... I don't know yet, but I was talking with James Anderson, and I think he might be Facebook Living it for people who can't get there. And, well, of course, we'll have pictures and things as well and video that we'll put up in the days that follow. So people will get to see this happening. But it is just going to be a fascinating, fascinating morning, Friday morning. Now, I did want to ask you, though, because I don't think you weighed in on this on Friday, because I was going to get into this. Boy, we had PETA on Friday. And I'll tell you, people get very bent out of shape talking about this whole groundhog situation. And I talked about it for 4 hours on Friday with Matt and Pastor Craig and everybody else who wanted to bring it up. But are you shocked? I mean, listen, I'm not saying do away with the groundhog. That's not my job. I don't, you know, that's not my thing. But I'm shocked that people take this so personally. I really am. It's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, there's some people who take cruelty to animals, boy. You know, real harsh.
Well, you know, yeah, and I guess it's both sides. I mean, I understand, I guess, what PETA is saying. I mean, I can see both sides of this. I get what PETA's saying, and I get why people still want their groundhog. But that people get so serious, and there's no compromise, and everybody gets so angry with each other, I don't understand that. That's beyond me, to be honest.
Well, as far as this little groundhog, you know, show and, you know, using a real groundhog and maybe holding it, I think it's just plain stupid. You know, when you go after little things like that, it makes people not want to support you in endeavors that they would normally support you, but that they think you're going to take every break they have to having animals and everything else, you know, away from them, you know?
Well, I think there is some truth to that. But as I said on Friday, I don't understand. If nobody wants to see an animal harmed, I think that's what it comes right down to. And PETA is claiming that this is harmful to groundhogs because they should be hibernating, and you shouldn't put them in front of lights and people that will scare them.
An animal that normally hibernates, once they're in captivity, they don't necessarily hibernate. they hibernate for the reason of there's going to be less food, you know, and they conserve body energy, you know, in that time. You know, when there's 6 feet of snow going on, you know, a bear has to try to catch food. That's just not good.
And that's why I don't understand why none of these organizations, including the one in Pennsylvania, the biggest one of them all, Punxsutawney Phil, I don't understand why they don't say that. Because I think it makes them look bad when PETA accuses them of being harmful to an animal, and they just say nothing.
Necessarily hibernate during his normal hibernating month if he has good food and stuff.
It's just like
down in Florida, you know, you can catch fish all year round, and they're big because they get to eat all year.
But I mean, don't you think, it was shocking to me when PETA said they had sent letters all year round to both Marion, Ohio, and Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and had never heard one thing from either organization.
They don't need to respond to that, you know?
Well, but what, shouldn't you just say, listen, no, the groundhog is not hibernating. It's a groundhog kept in captivity, and it is not dangerous for this to put the groundhog out there. I mean, that's what I would say.
Right. When one of those animals are domesticated, they can really, time with their keeper and handling them and stuff. I've known people that have caught wild raccoons, babies, and they raise them up. And they hold them and stuff all the time.
Well, my contention, though, is do people really go to these events for the animal? Because I have seen some of these events, and people don't even really get close to the animal. The animal's in a cage. They pull it out of the cage for about 2 minutes. That's really all there is. I mean, there's not a whole lot to do with the animal. It's more about the food, what was the weather prediction. That really seems to be all there is. Is this really about the animal? And I have to say, you know, if you flipped a coin or you did it some other way, would people even really notice? I mean, last year we used a fake groundhog here in Marion, and I don't think that hurt anybody.
Yeah, a lot of people notice. You know, I don't think that groundhog, associating with the weather is something that as much people know and, are interested in anyhow, these days. You know, especially with young kids, they're too busy on their personal devices to even worry about a groundhog day.
Well, you just said the point that I think is the most important point that people are flipping over here. If you want to keep these traditions around, it's not about the groundhog. You better figure out some way to appeal to the younger people, because
right.
That's what's going to do in your tradition.
Uh-huh.
Because if you think they're going to come out there and look at a groundhog telling you the weather, that ain't going to work for these kids.
I wonder if Matt and Carrington knew about Groundhog Day before they got, working there at the radio and you talking about it.
Well, it's funny because I think we have talked about this. I don't know, probably maybe not on the air, but neither one of them had any idea. I mean, they knew it was Groundhog Day, but they've never attended an event. They've never... that don't really understand it, don't get why.
Did they even know that Marion had an event like that?
You know, I don't know. I think
they certainly didn't grow up listening to WMRN, Charlie and Jeff Ruth and stuff,
Right, and I don't think so. Now, I'd have to ask them, but I don't think they did. And if they did, they certainly did not know the history. They might have heard the name Buckeye Chuck, but I don't think they knew the history. I don't think they knew where it came from. And you know, the interesting thing is, this is not going to hurt the tradition of any of those people, Charlie or Jeff or whoever. This is, I mean, that is history. That is not going to go anywhere. So I get why people take this personally in a way, but goodness gracious, I don't know. It's one morning a year. I think people need to calm down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's bigger things to fight for rather than this.
I think you need to figure out how to make your event more friendly to kids, because, you know, the generation that's going to this doesn't give a flip-flop about the groundhog.
No.
So I don't get it. It
could be some way they could maybe change to something else. Maybe have the live groundhog, but still keep it as a groundhog kind of thing.
Well, yes, and where is the compromise? I mean, you know, people keep saying you can't compromise because one group wants the groundhog and one group doesn't want the groundhog. Well, you know what? There's got to be some compromise somewhere in there. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure if the two sides actually sat down together and explained their purposes, I think there could be a compromise in there somewhere.
Well, I think that's almost as stupid as Indians getting upset because Cleveland Indians or Washington Redskins or Kansas City Chiefs or something like that. You know, I think that's a compliment that they believe that the Indians was such a foe that you wouldn't want to mess with the Stinson or the Cleveland Indians. You know, there's bigger things this world needs to concentrate their time on them and make things better rather than that.
Well, it just to me, you know, I guess the idea that, I don't know, that the groundhog is there to predict the weather. I mean, if you told this story to a society that did not have this tradition, they would think you were nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that we all gather on February 2nd, before daybreak, and we pull a groundhog out of a cage, and the groundhog tells us if there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter or not. Now, think of how that would sound to somebody who didn't understand what this was.
Well, when you watch TV and stuff, and they talk about, or in other countries and other cultures, where they celebrate things and stuff, but, you know, I think it's, you know, stupid, you know?
Well, it's interesting to me, because when we were developing our Groundhog Day thing, I can't say that we never thought about using a live groundhog, but honestly, I thought, first of all, that's going to be difficult to get a live groundhog. They're already doing that in Marion. Why would we do it? And number two, I think that's a little, it just makes life more difficult to have a live animal there. And our event is really not about the weather, even though we do make a weather prediction. Our event is about who's under the suit.
And fun. You know,
and fun.
Having a good time.
Right. And I think that's why maybe it's more appealing to a younger generation. And obviously, the person who was willing to get in this suit, I think is doing it because of the fun. And I don't think they'll be attending any live groundhog events. So that's what I say. People need to spice it up.
Are you cleaning this suit in between? That's the thing I would hate to be, you know, be asked to do that suit thing or anything like that, because...
Yes, I believe the suit is cleaned. Although, I don't think anybody... It's not like somebody's wearing it around all the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the suit is... I mean, yeah.
And another thing I wanted to say something about, where's Adam been? He hasn't been calling in, giving his opinion on stuff, and...
You know, I don't know. I know he's out there because every so often I'll get a message from him, but he doesn't seem to call anymore. You know, Adam really, he didn't give a whole lot of opinions. It didn't seem like he seemed to stick more. I don't think he wants to give opinions on local government. Now, I may be speaking out of turn
well,
here.
He does a lot of times. times.
I don't know. I know he calls in when do trivia. We haven't done that for a while. I don't know. He's more than welcome to call in. The phone lines are open for him. I think some people... You know what? Here's another thing I want to talk about in regard to this groundhog. I think people are a little too high-strung. And I'm not talking about Adam. I'm just saying I have noticed people get angry about the silliest things. I mean, honest to goodness. You know, we're doing a show here in the morning. We're not out to tick anybody off. We're having fun.
And that's what it should be about.
I would hope so. But boy, I'll tell you, people take things personally. People get, and that's going to be part of my, wait till you hear this rant I got going on today. Because I got
about McDonald's?
No. It has nothing to do with McDonald's.
Oh. Okay.
And but boy, I'll tell you, I just, there's something that I,
Well, they better not steal your flower pot.
Well, yeah, that was all. Now, see, and people thought I was genuinely angry about that. There was a group that thought I was genuinely going to call the police and I was genuinely going to do that. It was fun. I was having fun.
Oh, even when you interact with the kids there, you know, you're doing it as fun, somebody down and make fun of somebody or like that.
No, and we make fun of Matt being late all the time and sometimes not having an answer on the show, and I argue with Carrington all the time. Now, do people think we really don't like each other? We get together twice a week, and more than that, honestly, do people think we really hate each other? I mean, I don't know what planet people are living on that they think that that's a thing. I mean, and do people really think that I have a problem with Bill Collins? I mean, come on.
I don't know him personally, but, you know.
I mean, I feel bad that Bill won't come on, that he, for whatever reason, is not coming on. But I have nothing against Bill Collins. Why would I have anything against Bill? There's no reason to.
Well, that's just the way the news came to be that way. That's the only reason, you know, why you've been talking about it and wanting Bill to come on, because of what happened. It's, you know, and he, you know, is involved in it somehow. It's not like you picked his ball out of a bag and said, this is who I'm going to try to, you know, cause a problem or, you know, anything like that. It came to this invite the government, you know, our local government, and as a reporter, as something you gotta scary.
Right, but people, see, and this is the point I guess I'm making, as with the groundhog, as with it was with people think I'm angry with the kids or any of that. It's not personal. It's just, Bill, you're the mayor. There's stuff going on. We just want to hear what you have to say. Now, we also want to hear the good things you have to say, but let's get through this garbage, and then let's hear the good things, and then let's move on. And by the way, I do want to say this. Mary is listening. Now, this is how I don't even know how you state it. Bi-statal, this show is. Mary is listening right now. Just wanted to say good morning to you from Naples, Florida, coming in clear. So we're being heard right now in Naples, Florida.
Oh, wow. She took a vacation, huh?
Took a vacation, and Mary deserves a nice vacation, and she's listening down there in Naples. So we're in Lewiston, Idaho, in Naples, Florida.
Are we out in, wasn't it Utah, too, or not?
Utah, and I know we have a lot of the snowbirds down in Florida, and I also know that we have, of course, the pinheads over there in
Boston
pinheads.
Heard from them for a while.
Well, you know, if there's a groundhog controversy, they might be back. You never can tell. But
too bad they didn't hear about it. They'd be calling you, harassing you.
Yeah, but you know, I just for anybody who would ever think that I or anybody else is trying to destroy any tradition, I mean. Well, I don't have that kind of power to be destroying traditions. And number two, If you want to put the groundhog out there, put it out there. All I'm saying is, why don't you back it up with some facts as to why you're not harming that groundhog? Because that's what you're getting accused of.
I think it's all silly myself.
Well, you know, at least we don't get in on that. I hope that we don't run our event the same time as Buckeye Chuck. They're on from 7 to 8. So people can listen to that, people can go to that, and still come to our event. And I hope they do, because I think they're genuinely going to be surprised as to who the groundhog is. And I think maybe they'll want to get a picture with that person, maybe they'll want to say hello to that person. It's just going to be a unique moment. Now, I don't think we're going to draw the crowds, because I don't know that our event is that type of event. But certainly, if you do want to come, we're more than welcome to have you. There will be live music that first hour from Chad Clark. There will be the groundhog arriving in a very unique way. That's going to be something to see. We will have the weather prediction, and we will have the groundhog unmask. So you'll see who that is. And Mary Ellen will be there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
This is only the second time you've done them, right?
Yeah, the first year we just had Groundhog Pizza. Second year we did our Groundhog event, kind of like this. But this year we've added the music. This year we've added the prize. This year and we also have a plaque, I think, to give away. This year we've added the truck that's going to bring it. I will tell you, it's a truck, but it's a very unique truck that's going to be bringing the groundhog. So
yeah, he's the one that come up with putting that thing underneath the pizza slices. You know, when you're trying to rack your head how you could do it with pizza?
Yeah, I like that idea. But you know what? I also like the coin idea. I will give PETA credit for that. I don't think that's a bad idea for events that want to do something. I mean, why not have a coin that says spring or winter on it? That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, people can still continue their groundhog thing, and another city can do a version of theirs that don't have to have a groundhog.
Well, and you know what I thought? Could it be any more perfect? If they sent us a coin, I'd have Mary Ellen flip it. Who better to flip the coin?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just kind of all comes together in a way. So if they do send us a coin, Mary Ellen can do that, and our groundhog can do what they're doing with the pizza, and we'll see whose prediction is right, or if they're the same, or whatever.
Well, hopefully whichever way we predict it, it'll be right. You know?
Yeah, hopefully we get an early spring. That's what I think we all hope.
Right.
Right. Well, hey, and if you want to call back in after the rant, feel free, because it's going to be a little bit of a rant.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what that's going to be.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But people are a little too touchy nowadays. People have to laugh a little bit. I think people need to laugh a little more. People need to be a little less uptight. Just a groundhog here. 740-751-4038. But don't forget our groundhog celebration coming up on Friday at 8:15 a.m. And there will be some food there, is my understanding. And the groundhog will unmask at 8:45 a.m. along with a weather prediction. So we're all excited for that on Friday morning. All right. Well, we've got 8 minutes left this hour. And I'm not sure I want to go into the rant quite yet, because I think the rant's going to go on longer than 8 minutes. So I might save the rant for next hour. So that'll give you a reason to stick around. But does anybody else want to guess who the groundhog is? Now, we've got a guess of Willie Nelson. We've got a guess of Bob Nunley here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, how are you doing?
Oh, terrific.
That's good to hear. Hey, I was a little surprised that we didn't get any follow-up after Schauber's interview on Thursday. There hasn't been any discussion about that, has there?
Oh, on the air?
Yeah.
Probably not, because Friday turned into Groundhog Day for whatever reason.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, what do you have to say about it?
No, I mean, I was just a little bit I thought there was some, you know, it was 2 hours. There was some good good information in there, and I thought there would be some discussion on it.
Well, what to you was important? I think it's just the way it fell, because Friday we did the PETA thing, and that seemed to spark the conversation about Groundhog Day. And I think we talked about it a little bit on the noon program, but we didn't take any phone calls. And then yesterday we had Art Uhlein in the author book, so I think we didn't get anywhere yesterday with it. So probably today's the first day we can talk about it. So what struck you about Jason's interview?
Well, I find it supportive of his allegation that they're trying to isolate Ian Ayers, you know, and I was kind of just perusing the internet, and I saw that billboard and that advertisement that they ran during the campaign, this most recent campaign, with all the Republican candidates for the city, and suspiciously missing was Republican of the Third Ward, Councilman Jason Shaver. And I think he's mentioned that in the past, hasn't he, that he was excluded from that.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely bad blood there.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was... And then I see that they posted the audio recording on the city's website. So I listened to the last two council meetings, because I was just going off of, you know, what was mentioned on your broadcast about those. So it did sound like it was quite the time. But
so did what we said pretty well line up with what happened?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And yeah. Hey, so do you like comedy, Scott?
I do.
You do? Do you want another top 10?
Oh, you got another. Oh, well, you know, is this one going to do damage to me? Because the last one, I felt that there was a possibility of damage being done to me.
Hey, again, it's just poking fun at a tense situation.
But you know as well as I do, as I've stated this morning, people have no sense of humor.
Well, they need to. Come on, people. You know, just have a laugh and go at it with a smile on your face and try to fix the problem.
All right, let's hear the category.
All right.
Oh, I don't like that already. You're a little too laughy about it already, so I'm getting nervous.
Top 10 things that Marion's Mayor Bill Collins would rather do than go on the radio with Marion area journalist Scott Spears.
Oh, here we go. See, now already there's going to be trouble. I can feel there's going to be trouble. You know they listen down there at City Hall.
I know, it's just in fun. It's just in fun.
Okay, so the category again.
Top 10 things that Marion's Mayor Bill Collins would rather do than go on the radio with Marion area journalist Scott Spears.
All right, let's hear them.
Number one, argue with George Kasotis regarding the health benefits of lemon juice and olive oil.
Well, there is that, absolutely.
Number two, listen to an audio recording of Councilman Ayers Ratliff yelling, "Learn to legislate," on repeat for a period of 24 hours straight.
You know, you're right. I might be ahead of that. That's true.
Number three, spend an entire day cleaning up hypodermic needles left by addicts in Marion City's parks.
Oh! Okay. Oh! Oh. I apologize to the people in Naples, Florida listening this morning.
Yeah. Number four, sit through an all-day intensive one-on-one training session on the subject of accounting with Marion's auditor, Miranda McGinnis, as the instructor.
Well, could be rough.
Number five. Now, this one's a little bit. Number five. Scrub all of the toilets at City Hall right after city employees order extra spicy and extra beanie takeout from El Campesino.
I'm really low on the list for, you know, to speak to me. It's what I've learned here from this list.
Number six. Attend a sensitivity in the workplace seminar with Councilman Jason Shaver.
Well, there you go. I've heard that, you know, may need to happen.
Number seven, have his salary cut by council from $74,000 per year to zero.
Oh, boy. They're going deep.
Number eight, be left alone, unprotected in a dark room with every convict he's ever arrested.
That, you know, that would be bad. That would be bad. I think he might actually come on if that was the other choice.
I wonder how many he has been involved. Probably a lot.
Oh, probably a lot. Deputy sheriff and police chief.
Number 9, resign his position as mayor and serve as the press secretary for his replacement as mayor, Glenn Coble.
Oh, wouldn't he love that? Wouldn't that be a banner day for him, I'm sure.
All right, and the number 10 of the top 10 things that Marion's mayor, Bill Collins, would rather do than go on the radio with Marion area journalist Scott Spears: serve as the sole target for axe throwing at Marion's Kin and Kilt on South Prospect Street.
Well, there you go. Oh, you know, and I, as you were reading this, I was thinking these are things that he would do. He would rather come on with me than do. But now that I go back and listen to the category, he would rather do these things than come on with me.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes. So that even makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
But again, it's all in fun. It's all in fun. Just laugh. And
I have to believe at some point he'll come on. It's a good list, but I have to believe at some point he'll come on, because I just can't imagine that people are that serious about this. I can't imagine people are that serious about groundhogs. I can't imagine that it's just a show. And it just is getting a little too, touchy. People are a little too touchy.
Well, I'm looking forward to your rant.
Oh, get ready. And I hope that people are bracing right now, wherever they are. They're nailing down the furniture, because this is going to be a rant, because this has been on my mind for about 48 hours, and it's just the most ridiculous thing in the world. So we're going to rant here when we come back. We got to go to break, but if anything about the rant strike should give us a buzz back.
All right, hit them hard, Scott.
Back in 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.